This is the Dorktowns Podcast 62, and you heard Carl Stevens with The Call of the Jungle, a song that I came across on a popcorn compilation where it was slightly speeded up in order to obtain the appropriate amount of beats per minute. And last week you may have noticed that I expanded my horizons and did some name-themed podcasts, and this week everything is back to normal, to the boring old Dorktowns Podcast. Also, the last weeks were dominated by rhythm and blues and rock and roll, so this week we'll pay some attention to other styles of music. And Ernie told me he doesn't like doo-wop at all. In fact, he wants me to play Northern Soul and Power Pop and nothing else. So here's some now.
That's what the little girls do. She'll never know why she wanna go and run. That's what the little girls do to you, to you. Oh, that's what the little girls do to you, to you. Does she tell you lies, then apologize? Does she make you crawl? When you're on your knees, then you're really not a man at all. That's what the little girls do to you, to you. Oh, that's what the little girls do to you, to you. And she said, the virgin queen, dancing in your dreams. Yes, she plays her part. If you let her go, she will break your ego and your heart. That's what the little girls do to you, to you. Oh, that's what the little girls do to you, to you. Yeah, that's what the little girls do to you, to you.
Lady.
You heard The Neck, Shoes and the Posies. The Neck were often regarded as the godfathers of power pop, but they just copied the sound of the Nerves, who briefly existed but wrote this next classic that was covered by Blondie and made it a worldwide hit.
I'm in the phone with this one across the hall.
The dawning of power pop also came the British mod revival led by The Jam, and The Jam was said to be a punk band just because they made loud music in 1977 and they got that label. A mod revival and power pop don't differ that much, in fact they don't differ at all. It's just like we say in Holland, old wine in new bags, of course we say it in Dutch here. Paul Weller didn't like it when people said he was influenced by The Who and The Small Faces. And he once said, how can I be a fucking revivalist when I'm only 18? Well, you can.
I don't know.
jam had loads of bands copying them, and suddenly every boy in Great Britain was running around in parkas and Clark's desert boots, looking like dorks. No offense, Peter. A band that started in 1982 sounding like the Jam were the Prisoners from Chatham. And Chatham has a very lively music scene with lots of great garage bands, and it's known as the Medway scene. You heard the Solar Flares, the band that rose from the ashes of the Prime Movers, the band that rose from the ashes of the Prisoners. The Solar Flares drummer was Wolf Howard, and he also plays in the Buff Medways, led by Billy Childish, who you heard before that with a song called Every Moment, which comes from an EP called A Tribute to the Daggermen. And the Daggermen were also a band from Chatham, featuring that same drummer and also the brother of Jamie Taylor, who was the organ player in The Prisoners. The Prisoners' frontman, however, was also playing in the Buff Medways. And if I continue with this, who was in what Medway band, I'd be going on for about 3 hours. Instead, we'll play some lovely library production music. And if you are about my age and from Europe, I bet you'll get sweet feelings when you hear this.
The playlist for this podcast can be found on www.darktowns.com.
Ah, ために抱き生きてゆけることが素晴らしい二人の毎日、うん、聞いているさ恋はいつも気まぐれそれでも好きなの、あなたのためにだけ生きてゆけることが素晴らしい二人の毎日、うん、知っているさ恋はいつも気まぐれそれでも好きなの、別れの言葉さえ夜が消してくれるだからいつまでも二人だからいつまでも二人だからいつまでも二人
Jackie Yoshikawa and his Blue Comets, Lover's Shake. Sunshine Pop is something we don't play very often, but it's very suitable music for dorks. And you could be thinking this is horrible hippie shit, and in fact some of it is.
Follow me, I'm the flower man.
Foundation's Back on My Feet Again, written by Macaulay and MacLeod, who also wrote Build Me a Buttercup and a whole bunch of other bubblegum and sunshine stuff. And before that, Carpet Man by The Fifth Dimension, that sounded like a Neil Diamond tune, but was written by the great Jimmy Webb. We used to get a lot of email from people supporting us, but not anymore, it seems. It's almost like people are taking us for granted. Well, dear listener, don't, because we don't take you for granted either. We don't ask you to vote for us or donate money or a sperm. We just want to know that you're out there.
Boss, Skinhead speaking on the Skinhead train to Rainbow City. Sit back, relax, have a Coke, crack a joke, put on your dancing shoe and listen while your boss, Skinhead, suck it to you. Suck it to me. Skinhead train bound for Rainbow City. Skinhead invasion. You mom and dad, teeny boppers, cats and kittens, get in the groove, 'cause I know your feet is gonna move. Your boss, Skinhead speaking, Mr. Cleanhead. Now, Mary had a little lamb, her feet was white as snow. And everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go. Suck it to me, suck it to me. Skinhead invasion to Reggae City. Jack and Jill went up a hill to fetch a pail of water. Jack fell down and broke his crown, and Jill came tumbling down after. This is Skinhead invasion. Reggae City. Your boss, Skinhead speaking, Mr. Cleanhead. Suck it to me, suck it to me, suck it to me. The hill to fetch a pail of water. Jack fell down and broke his crown, and Jill came tumbling down after. Skinhead train to Rainbow City. Suck it to me, suck it to me, suck it to me.
If you get tired of me talking, you could install iTunes and get our enhanced feed of the podcast that features album art and chapters and stupid comments by Ernie. If you're a Mac user, you already have this installed, of course. And if you use Windows, you can install this and let QuickTime screw up your system. And if you use Linux, well, you're a geek. Last song this week is Dick Tracy by The Chance. Bye bye.
Tracy, he's got a bulldog jaw.
Dick Tracy,
why he's the arm of the law.
Dick Tracy,
well he can prove what they say.
Crime doesn't never pay.
Yeah.
Now who's the guy who always seems to get his man? He's tough enough to catch a bullet with his hand. He doesn't have to sweat to get him, you know.
Dog jaw.
Dick Tracy.
Why he's the arm of the law.
Dick Tracy.
Well, he can prove what they say.
Crime doesn't never pay.
Yeah.
Now his men are called retouchables. They're brave and bold. To look at them, you wouldn't think they'd catch a cold. But when Hemlock Holmes is leading them, there's just no doubt. For criminals, it's Roger Dodger over. Tracy.
He's got a bulldog jaw.
Dick Tracy.
Why he's the arm of the law.
Dick Tracy.
Well he can prove what they say.
Crime doesn't ever pay.
Yeah.
To treat them rough and mean. He pounds them like a Mexicali jumping bean. He's got a friend jiu-jitsu who's just 1 foot tall. But though he's kind of short, he's really on the ball. Dick Tracy.
He's got a bulldog jaw.
Dick Tracy.
Why he's the arm of the law.
Dick Tracy.
Well, he can prove what they say.